Okay, so welcome everyone, and as always I'll just start off by just giving you a few hints on meditation practice, and one of the ways of kind of judging whether you are heading in the right direction is to look at it from the result, look at it from the point of view of the result of meditation practice. And what you find, I don't know if you probably find this yourself sometimes, that some of the qualities that develop when your meditation is going well, yeah, some of the things that you find, and one of the things that you are is really noticeable when your meditation is going well, is that you feel really relaxed and at ease afterwards. You feel really good about yourself, yeah, both physically and also mentally at the same time. So this feeling of feeling really relaxed and at ease, the deeper your meditation goes, the more this is true, yeah, especially when you get into deeper states of samadhi and all these kind of things. So that is a very good hint to show us also the process of the meditation, because the process, if there's a certain result we're looking for, the process must be kind of heading in the same direction as the result. And one of the problems that many people find in the meditation practice is that they get a little bit tense and uncomfortable, they can't really relax properly. And one of the reasons for that, very commonly, is because you go too quickly to the meditation object, you go to the breath or whatever, and because the mind isn't really ready, it tends to grasp on to the object. And of course, if you grasp on to the object, that is exactly where the tension tends to arise. So a great way of thinking about meditation, instead of thinking about as any particular exercise, anything particular that you do, think of it as a process of relaxation that ultimately leads to this goal where you are really relaxed and at ease. And the only way you're going to reach that goal is if you are relaxed and at ease throughout that process. In fact, going deeper and deeper in relaxation as you go along. So notice that and start off with that in mind. Let that idea kind of guide you all the way through. Don't necessarily try to be so hard to be relaxed, because if you try again, it will be counterproductive, but it's more like a way of judging whether you're heading in the right direction or not. So start from the very beginning here, yeah, and see when you're sitting down whether you are at ease and relaxed as you're sitting down, and then allow that ease and relaxation to deepen using the right perceptions, yeah, the perception of just enjoying to be here and all these kind of things, to deepen that relaxation and just be patient with yourself. And as you're patient, not doing anything, not focusing on anything in particular, you allow the ease to kind of sink in. It takes a while for the body and the mind to find that ease. And then when the mind is ready, then you go to the meditation object. And again, you notice whether that becoming tense again, or not able to just stay with the object without actually forcing it in any way at all. If you're forcing it, you find it becomes uncomfortable. Yeah. So again, you take a step back, you allow the ease to come in. So allow that perception to guide you throughout the process, whatever you're doing. And if you do that, hopefully it will make the meditation more comfortable, more at ease, and it will actually give you to some of the goals and the purposes of this practice. So just a short briefing, a short kind of talk for you. So let's just try it out in practice and see what happens. Okay, so as always, just start off by enjoying just sitting here. And the idea of enjoying just sitting down and doing nothing, that's already leading you on the right track. Make sure you take a lot of time at the beginning just to allow that enjoyment of sitting there kind of sink in and allow the peace and contentment that arises with that to arise slowly in your mind. So doing nothing at all in the beginning, just being patient and allowing the kind of the sitting there to be the purpose of the meditation. And please keep that idea of resting and relaxing in your mind. The idea of relaxing means that you don't really do anything. You are just sitting back, just allowing things to be. As you would do when you are physically tired or something, you just sit back and allow things to be. In the same way, bring that attention, that perception of resting and relaxing to mind, and just stay there. And as you do so, you will feel that things tend to just calm down and be at ease. And as you are allowing the mind and the body to relax and rest, always one of the most important aspects of the process is your attitude to the present moment. So make sure that you have the right attitude. And it's quite easy to bring that about in a place like this. Have the feeling that you are in a place that is safe and sound, a place where there is a positive spiritual atmosphere. And try to tune into that. So many good people trying to do good things together. It brings about a positive atmosphere. Try to feel that. And as you feel that and you feel safe and you're knowing that you are in a good place, you tend to become even more relaxed and at ease. You're drawn to the present moment. And as your mindfulness increases, you find the breath coming to you gradually. And when the breath comes to you, you're already following your meditation object. Regard the breath as a visitor. The breath is visiting you and allowed to leave at any time. You cannot control the visitors. Visitors just come and go. So you have this feather-light feeling of the breath. No control, just enjoying the process as you move on in the practice. Okay, so coming very close to the end of the meditation. So before we come to the end, please ask yourself once again, how do you feel now? And if you feel more relaxed, more at ease, more mindful, more still in the mind, ask yourself why that is the case. It's always useful to understand the process of meditation. Okay, everyone, so that's it for today. So would you like to ask any questions or have any comments or anything like that? Everybody is okay? Okay, good. That's it then. So let's just pay respect to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha.